Hey, what's going on out there? V's After Dark Radio Landing. You know what time it is? Well, it's Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on V's After Dark Radio. You know it's time for Ask Miss V Sports on V's After Dark Radio. I'm your host, the man himself, James Acevedo. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Here is not only my co-host, but she is the CEO of V's After Dark Radio. Multi-talented, very lovely, and a very smart woman. Unless it's a sports team, that's a different story. It's the one and only Miss Vita Toy Lady. How are you doing? How's everything? How's your week?
I'm doing good. It's
good.
It's going better than last week. At least I'm not cold.
Oh, well, yeah, that's oof. Yeah, that was boy. What did you
I'm not every other minute saying, damn, it's cold. I'm
cold,
not saying, oh, I'm so cold. Oh, I'm so cold.
What difference a week makes? By the way, you can call into this lovely show of ours at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And if you press number one, you'll be in the queue, and we will be gladly to take your call. Now, let us talk about what we need to talk about.
Yes, I got your
text
message.
Yeah.
I got your text message.
Yes. And, you know, hey, you know, I mean.
But the one thing, so for you guys who don't know that.
Giants won.
Sunday, the Lions played the Giants, and the Giants won. But both teams,
yeah,
you got to admit it, had horrible, they both made a lot of mistakes. I mean, between, I didn't know who was going to make more mistakes because it wasn't
I told you.
You could say, oh, well, the Lions messed up, and that's why they lost, or the. It was a matter of both of them messing
up. Who would mess up the
but
most?
But I'm saying it was a matter of, you know what, it wasn't even about who messed up. That damn fumble I got pissed about, I was mad.
Yeah.
I turned away. I turned away after that fumble. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just couldn't believe it. I turned away. I had to turn away. I was like, that's it. I was like, I'm through. I was like, we so close to scoring a touchdown and your ass going to fumble? Oh, I was mad. I turned away.
Mm-hmm.
But we still, I think they posted somewhere today that we still have a chance of getting into the playoffs. But we're playing,
okay.
I mean, we got to play the Packers again, and we play Dallas this coming weekend. And I keep trying to tell everybody.
When do you face the Packers again? Is it this coming Sunday?
No, we face them on the 1st. So let's hope
game.
That the Lions don't go party. Mm. Let's hope that the Lions don't go party.
No, because
you know,
because the reason being is because the Packers have been on fire. They really have been gaining momentum lately, and they're one of those teams. If they make the playoffs and they keep playing the way they're playing, they'd be very dangerous, I think. So Lions better be on their game. They can't just sleep on the Packers. They can't.
They didn't sleep on them last time.
So, you know, we'll see about that. Who are you facing this Sunday, you said? What team are you facing? The last two games or what, besides the Packers, the last game?
Them folks down in Texas.
Oh, what the oh,
was,
the Texas.
What are they, 11
oh,
and
the Cowboys.
2 now?
Oh, the Cowboys. You mean the only team that they've lost to twice this year, the New York Giants? Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Would you be team number 2? To make sure they get boss number 3.
You know what? I think it's possible.
I hope so.
I'm not going to lie. I think
I
it's
so.
Possible. Because if they were watching how the Giants and the Lions played, neither team went in there strong and neither team went in there weak. Our defense still sucks. Our offense is horrible. Our defense. Our offense is horrible.
And offense is not as good either. I told you that about our offense, and you saw it. It's not as good either.
I told you our offense is horrible. I told you how bad.
But
I tell you, I was like, our offense is like the worst. And then we just signed some dude for the practice team this week. I didn't even get his name.
Yeah,
I'm having other
like
issues.
Oh,
I am. I'm having like other issues right now.
Besides, yes.
That ain't got nothing to do with sports. You know,
no,
like
I
can't.
That's
I'm
what
not.
I'm saying.
I'm not doing Christmas at my house. Because if anybody saw my tweet to Sears this morning,
I didn't
that
see
that they have not responded to.
Oh. What the hell?
I
gotta see what the hell happened in your tweet. I don't see that. Uh-huh.
I'm not happy with Sears right now. And I'll say it because this is a family friendly show, and there's probably some families listening. And I'm going to say this.
No, that is the. Yeah, now I know you're talking
if
about.
Sears has layaway. And let me get something clear. I love Sears appliances. But they have two types of layaway. You could do in-store layaway or online layaway.
Okay.
I did my layaway online because the day that they had this sale going on, it was like the sale didn't start until 6 p.m. It was a Sunday. But it was also a Sunday where it was like starting to snow. It wasn't a heavy snow, like this, not like the bad snow we got a couple of weeks ago, but it was a snow. And I was like, I'm not about to go and be out in this mess with these crazy folks. Not at 6 in the evening on a Sunday.
I understand.
Because you got the folks that have been to church and they probably had a little taste after church or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't going to deal with it, or the folks who had been watching different games or whatever. So I went online, and I,
mm-hmm.
what I did was I started my layaway online. Now, this was for a brand new stove. Well, on their website, it
yes.
clearly states that you can pay in-store or online.
Okay.
That's not true. So I went in store because I had cash money and people were giving me some like American Express gift cards because folks was like, oh, we want you to cook on Christmas, so we're gonna help you out.
They love Miss B's cooking.
Well, to say the least, I'm gonna be doing some cooking, but I won't be cooking in a new stove or oven, and I'm not inviting people over. So I'm not happy. Because Sears made it where I could not get my stove by Christmas.
But what happened? What was the real reason? Like, what happened?
They, you know what? What happened is that they lied. I went into the store to pay, and I had one. And I'm going to say this. And for anybody who has, like, some foreign friends, I don't care. Go tell them what I said. I can't stand foreigners because they work in the call centers. And I try my best not to be prejudicial. Because I think the prejudice is like the worst thing out there. But when you get so rude that you get up on your high horse to tell me what I need to do is go get a credit card. First of all, I don't know if anybody been seeing. I don't know if they were paying attention, but this is called cyber attacks. So why would I sit here and use my debit card or my credit card online when I have gift cards so that I can avoid, you know, everybody gets hacked. Everybody gets hacked right now. I'm not, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
say I'm overly paranoid, but I'm cautious.
No, but I understand.
And
yeah,
I'm not
going to
put myself in a position
work.
That I shouldn't have to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just some issues with them. They got issues. They got issues.
Mm. Bottom line,
I'm just keeping it real.
Words were exchanged. Words were exchanged. And, so then what happens? You got your money back? What's going on?
No, I still have my layaway. But I had to go get another gift card. I had to try to pay. Now, finally, their website is taking gift cards because at first their website wouldn't even take the gift card, okay? But it will not take the American Express gift card.
That is so stupid.
It said I cannot use the gift card for the payment on my mail. Well, you know, I was hot about that. I was hot. I was like,
that is so
I'm through with this.
Dumb.
It's crazy.
That is
I'm
going
to attempt... I'm going to attempt on Saturday. I take it back. I ain't going to try Saturday because I ain't in my stove anyway. On Tuesday, I'm going to attempt to go into Sears and pay the rest of the money. And hopefully I'll have my stove before I go to AVN. Because I would really like to, since I didn't do Christmas, I'll probably do like a little Super Bowl get together and cook.
Okay, to make up for it.
Yeah.
All right. That's just that. I don't know if your team gonna make it, but hey, it's a Super Bowl party.
Just saying.
And
then, and
by
you
the
know,
way,
if I was a Brown, I'm gonna say something.
Go ahead,
if I were a Browns fan, I could give them a picture of their new. If I were a Browns fan, I could send them a picture, a new mascot. It would be cute for them. You know how we talk about the dog pound.
Yeah, well,
I got the perfect dog for the dog pound.
What dog is that?
I got my daughter a puppy for Christmas.
Oh, you're talking about that. I thought you were trying to be funny. Like,
no. Well, kind of funny. I mean, he probably could play better than them.
Yeah.
Not trying to be funny. I mean, I ain't going to say I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being honest.
Yeah, yeah. That's different.
He probably... You know, so I figured that I could give them their new member, the dog pound.
Well, yeah, well, bottom line, in this Lions, Giants, as we recap this game, Lions made little more mistakes, and the Giants' defense were the main reason why the Giants won. The Giants' defense have been playing tremendously. They've been the reasons why we beat the Cowboys that Sunday night game, thank God. And now they beat the Lions. Now tonight they're in Philadelphia, which I just came from earlier today. And
yeah, see, they start at 7 or 7:30.
That no, is that early? I thought it was like prime time. I thought it was like 8 o'clock or 8:30.
Or 8 o'clock. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, the Lions ain't playing. I mean,
first
of all, I'm gonna say something.
Oh, you know.
You know what? Now I do want to see who had those. We got to talk about this. Who had the god awful green uniforms last week for Thursday night football?
Oh my god! Because
you know that they're not. For Thursday football that they wear a different uniform.
Yes. Now let me say this. Since you brought that up, we'll get to that green uniform in a bit. The Giants, what they're doing tonight, they're wearing their throwback 80s road uniform. So they'll have the Giants written on the helmet. If you remember back in the day, they used to have that back in the day, the Giants written on the helmet. And that lettering, that font, I don't know what it's called. And they'll have the white with the blue lettering with the red trim around it. So they'll be wearing with the road jerseys that Lawrence Taylor, Carl Banks, and, you know, those Parcell teams used to wear back in the day. That's going to be awesome. Hopefully they'll beat the Eagles. I can't stand the Eagles. I hate them just as much as the Cowboys. And then as far as what you were talking about last week with those disgusting Sprite-looking lime green vomit color uniform, that was the Seattle Seahawks, Golden Tate's former team. That looked like a bad college uniform. That was that was horrible. That might be one of the worst uniforms I've ever seen. That was bad.
And you know, I was looking up on how they decide these colors because so many teams want a black for their Thursday night. Thank you, Jesus, that the Lions did. They got black, so theirs won't look so bad. But because they haven't played the Thursday night game, it won't happen until next year. The game in the daytime did not count. Mm. You know, it had to be a Thursday night game because they call it, you know, I'm so sick of it. Are you ready for Sunday, and it's Thursday night? Seriously, why do we have Thursday night football?
First of all, the only true Thursday football should just be Thanksgiving. I'm just saying. It should be just Thanksgiving.
That's the way I feel because Thanksgiving Day, people are already off. Nobody's off on Thursday, so it's bad enough you got Monday Night Football, which we can all handle because, you know, everybody ain't watching and you got other stuff on. But on Thursday, come on now, that's ridiculous. To me, that's being selfish, and I'm just going to keep it real. That's being greedy. It's being
greedy.
And there comes a point when you have to say enough is enough.
A little too much exposure.
Enough is enough.
That's all I'm saying.
You know,
we know,
you know, Monday night.
Balls. We understand, but too much exposure. Just saying.
So what are you going to do next time? You know, next thing, my whole thing, what? Next thing you know, we'll be having the Super Bowl on a Thursday? I mean, come on now.
Oh,
let's keep it real.
Don't give him ideas. don't dare. On Monday? by the way, what happened to they were thinking about, the next day after the Super Bowl, it should be like a holiday for everybody. What happened to that?
They're still talking about it. No,
okay.
They always talk about it. But they
sense.
Wait until what happens is they wait until Super Bowl come around and then they start talking about it instead of doing something like back in the summer.
Yeah. Exactly.
They wait until it's like a month before Super Bowl to start bringing it up.
Yeah, then they bring it up, like, you know, we forgot. Like, really? I think it's a good idea. It makes sense.
I think it's a good idea also. I mean, considering how many people.
Millions of people.
End
millions.
Up taking off. I mean, how many people
a lot
have
of people.
First of all, we know a lot of people go to work with hangovers after the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I'm not one of them. Let's put that out there.
Me either.
I am not one
yeah.
of those people who go to work with a hangover after the Super Bowl.
We're very professional. We're very professional.
And what I, first of all, what I'll tell you is because I'm normally the, of all, for whatever reason, I'm normally made the designated driver for Super Bowl.
Oh, that.
And we all know that I could drink, but because of the number of people that go, that I'm normally
yeah.
going with, I volunteer to be the designated driver because I don't want nobody else driving. Okay. I don't trust nobody else is driving
well,
my mind, so I tell them,
you know
what
that's
I do is like
at.
Wherever we go, I'll have like what I'll do, and for anybody who say I'm wrong about this, what I'll do is I might have like two drinks like when we first get to wherever we're going.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
for whatever reason, because the Super Bowl goes so long, I don't drink anything else. What I do is I drink water and pop, you know, for the rest of
that's
the time.
Fine.
But I have, but
fine.
What I do is I have two strong drinks. So I am enjoying the game, but unlike everybody else who's constantly drinking during the game, I'm not constantly
pound
drinking. I have
drink.
Two really strong
yeah.
drinks. I have two really good drinks at the beginning,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
like back-to-back
mm-hmm.
good drinks.
mm-hmm.
But then I don't do anymore.
Yeah, whoopee. I like fun.
Hey, like I said, I want to get home. It's just like for New Year's Eve, I'm doing Uber. This will be the first time. I'm going out for the first
Ooh.
Time in.
How many years?
Fuck.
Of New Year's Eve? That long? That long?
I think, yes, it has been.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. I think. Oh, well, I was out last year on New Year's Eve, but I didn't really count that because I was kind of working because
mm-hmm.
I was at the VFW. So I really wouldn't
okay.
count that.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
As far as going out, last time I went out on a New Year's Eve was 2001.
Wow. 15 years? Wow.
And this year would be the first year.
All right. Since then,
first time since then that I'm going out with friends to enjoy myself. My other half will not be there, and for anybody, I don't want to hear. First of all, I can hear the awls already. I don't want to hear it. He has not been home on a New Year's Eve in 15 years. we've only been together 8, and he hasn't been together. We have never been together on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
We will never be together on New Year's Eve as long as he has the current job that he has. But I'm okay
wow.
with that. He's on tour. They're on tour during the for New
yeah.
Year's Eve. So
cha-ching.
He will be working.
Cha-ching.
Yes, he will be working,
yeah.
and I will be at home. I did get my Christmas present early. It's not what I really
oh.
wanted, but I do love it. I do love it, but it wasn't
could
what
you
I was expecting.
Say what
so
it is, or you can't.
I can because, but
okay,
he bought me. Because everybody knows I'm a runner. And he
okay.
asked me the other day, he's like, what size you wear? And I told him the size I wore. And I didn't, if I would have known that he was asking because he was going to buy me running shoes, I would have let him know he had to get a half size bigger. So I got him, and I think I sounded, I did. I knew I sounded ungrateful, and I was not ungrateful. I just knew that I couldn't wear the shoes. And I said, that's why you asked me what size I wear. I was like, well, I wear a size 9 in running shoes. And he looked at me, he's like, when people asked you, I was like, well, I would never think to tell nobody because nobody buys me running shoes. You know, my regular shoes is what people buy. I mean, I have a dressing room full of shoes. I don't have a dressing room full of running shoes. So I felt bad because the way I said it, and it was like I took it and I put it to the side, and then I called him. I was like, do you want to take these and exchange them? And I called him, and I said, I want to let you know I really do appreciate it. Because I know that it came off as if I didn't like it. I was just expecting
yeah, yeah, yeah.
something with a whole lot of bling and a couple of kids. So,
any specific? A necklace, a bracelet, a ring, a ringing ring?
Yeah,
something.
I wanted a new ring. So I was looking for a new ring. So it kind of, I know it's on my face.
Oh, you showed it on your face? Oh. You can do the poker face.
So,
oh,
because it's not Christmas. Christmas isn't until Sunday. So I didn't know I was going to get my Christmas gift early. I mean, that's like really early. You know what I'm saying? So really, really caught me off guard.
What was it? This week? Early this week, you said?
No, he just gave it to me today.
Oh, today. I'm sorry. Okay, so today. Oh, that's close enough. It's a freaking,
yeah, but it caught me off guard.
2 days.
But it caught, but it still caught me off guard because I anticipate us being together on Christmas Day. You know what I'm saying?
So even on top of that with the gift, you're like, oh.
But I did. But you know what? But let me put that out there. They are the perfect color shoes. I need a new pair of running shoes. I've been looking to buy some more running shoes. So it's like one of those things where it's the perfect gift because I need them. It just kind of caught me off guard. You know what I'm saying?
Now, was the make
and
what
don't get
you
me wrong
wanted?
Because he's,
that's important, right, for a runner, right? You want a certain make. Like, is it A6? Is it New Balance? What was it?
He got me some Nikes, but I have a pair of Nikes, and I know that's one of the reasons why he did it, because I wear Nikes and I wear Sauconis. He knows I wear Nike running shoes.
Okay, well, that's why I wanted
to said, and he is not, when it comes down to his gym shoes, he's not cheap. You know, that's the one thing, you know, it was not a cheap gift. So before somebody say, oh, no, he did not go give me no cheap Nikes, let's get that clear. No, I didn't get no cheap Nikes. He's not cheap for his run. You know, when it comes down to gym shoes, he ain't cheap. This man has gym shoes like I have my my shoe closet, all right? So I know that. Because I looked the other day, I was like, oh, are them gym shoes new? And he's like, no, I just don't wear them all the time. I was like, how many pairs you got? <I'm> like,
yeah.
You know, so because I know somebody said, oh, well, this, no, it was, but it was really what I needed. And everybody, but I know that it sounded ungrateful. I ain't gonna lie. I sounded, because I kind of took the bag and I put it to the side. And I thought, you know what, not only was that, you know, so ungrateful the way you did it, and then I look at the bag and I was like, hey, I catch him before he left. I was like, do you want to go and exchange these? He's like, yeah. He kind of was like, yeah, I'm going to exchange them. But I didn't know where he got them from, and I think it would be rude, since it's not Christmas yet, for me to go and ask him where he got them from and whatever, because the nature of what I do outside of being the owner of Ease After Dark is I deal with stuff like that on a regular basis. So I unintentionally, I look at the price of everything, part of what I do. And I had told him I unintentionally scrutinize the price because of what I do outside of this. So I would rather, when someone gives me something, especially like this, I don't care how much it costs. But because the nature of what I do, I'll be like, really? And that's rude. And I've already done it to him once, and he told me I was really ungrateful. But it's also, we got into a big argument last time. He bought me something. But he yelled about the price of it, and I went and looked up the price, and I was like, that ain't even what that cost. I was mad. Like, don't tell me you paid something. So I was like, to avoid that, because I do like what he got me. You know, I really do like it. And they're perfect because they'll go with everything. Unlike my running shoes I currently got, I wear them with everything, but they kind of don't go with everything. Because anybody who knows me knows I love the color purple. I love purple.
And the movie.
And the movie also. Oh, I love the movie. Oh, I love Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. Oh, my God. She played the mess out that role. You know, she played it. See it? Yes. And Danny Glover better be glad that was a movie, because he would have been cut for real if I was behind him. I'm just saying.
And what's her name was in that movie? A younger, what's her name? That light skinned chick that I like.
Oprah Winfrey was in there.
But what's her name? The
Ray Don Chong.
Yeah, she has like a name, yeah, like that, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's Ray Don Chong. Ray Don Chong, because it's Cheech and, it's the daughter of Chong from Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray Don Chong. I know who you see. I know who you was talking about.
I love her. I love his daughter.
Because her name was Squeak in that movie. Squeak. And she said, "My name is not Squeak. My name is Mary Agnes."
Sound like a 7-year-old.
You know that's how it
went. Yeah, but that's an outstanding movie. Outstanding movie.
You know what? I love that movie because when you look at it, and for somebody who hasn't grown up in the South and understand how black people are, it doesn't happen in all families. Let's get that clear. But what happened was very real.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in the early 1900s more than people would think. You know, because it wasn't now, oh, if your mama and daddy die, you know, relatives just didn't always take people. And, you know, you had people who didn't care about you. I mean, back then, because, I mean, the fact that their mother, in the book, the mother only had 2 children versus most African American women in the early 1900s, and I'll say in the 20s and 30s, I mean, you're talking about these people were sharecroppers. They had fields, so they had big families. You're talking, you know, families of 10 and 12 children easily, and you could have a spouse that could outlive a, you know, a wife who could outlive her husband or vice versa. And I'll give you an example. My great-grandmother, God rest her soul, she passed away when she was 96, 97 years old. She was real, she lived a long life. But she had 3 or 4 husbands and a boyfriend, okay, and 12 children. And I'll tell you, the only reason why, and see, this is what the family told me. I never met any of my great-grandfathers. They all passed away before I was born, way before I was born. And I never met her boyfriend. But my mom knew about her boyfriend because she didn't marry him. But she had, like, one cousin with a child that passed away of pneumonia because, like, in the 20s and the And, I mean, you got to realize, my grandmother, who is still alive, was born, like, in 1926. And you figure she's the baby. I think my uncle is younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
I think my uncle is the baby, who is her brother, who's still alive. And then it's her, and then it's my other aunt, who's, like, 92 or 93. So you figure that if those are the last 3 of 12, can you imagine when my grandmother start having children, my great-grandmother? So it's not unusual. So, I mean, God, you know, the fact that she outlived all her husbands. But in that movie, the mother had married another man because their father had passed. And he had all that stuff, you know, all the stores and all this stuff before he passed. So that's why the stepfather was raping Whoopi, and had the 2 children by her, but that's why he also gave her hand to Danny Glover, because he wanted to start molesting her other sister, and that didn't happen. So this, I'm not saying that it is the norm, but to understand the history of what people have gone through, it's very reasonable. And when I look at that movie, you know, I wish people would look at it for what it is. That's a piece of history that was written in a fictional way by a writer. You know, Alice Walker did a beautiful job on that, especially when you're talking about going over to Africa, being missionaries, and the oldest child of Whoopi Goldberg marrying one of the African young ladies and the things that she went through. I mean, there's a second book that follows The Color Purple that a lot of people might not know about, but it focuses on the daughter-in-law and about what she went through. And even now they talk about, there's parts of Africa where, and I know, well, I can't really get into it because they do things, they do a version of female circumcision on women.
I know about that. It's horrible. I know what you're talking about. Disgusting.
So she touches on that in the next book. So it's one of those things where you have to understand the history and everything. So I, like I said, I really appreciate it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
even though that has nothing to do with me liking the color purple. But my gym shoes are great. They're great.
I just thought, you know, I just trying to be funny when you say I love the color purple. I said, oh, and the movie too, huh?
Yeah. You know I'm a history buff. You know, I'm into
mm-hmm.
stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. I know you are.
But, yes,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Huh?
I said absolutely. Now, let me ask you something going back to your Lions. Now, they haven't clinched the division yet. So what they have to do to finally clinch the division and get ready for the playoffs? You know?
They have to win. And win.
Right.
But.
Do they have to
the
win?
Vikings have to. First of all, the Vikings have
Stop
to continue
losing.
Losing.
Yeah, because they're still.
The Vikings definitely have to. They still.
And
the Vikings
too,
have to continue
right?
losing.
And the Packers.
The Packers are like a toss up right now. If they would have
okay.
lost, we would have definitely still been. Remember, we're still in first place, but this time only
mm-hmm.
by one game versus the two we were up. So.
Yeah.
Now, if the Packers, I know there are no more bye weeks to my knowledge. Which means
no,
the Packers are also playing this Sunday. Which means if the Packers
mm-hmm.
lose and we beat the Cowboys, which that's capable of doing, I'm not going into this negatively, you know,
mm-hmm.
then we're definitely going to be in. But we still have the Vikings to lose to make sure because then we on New Year's Day, that's when we play the Packers. And the tickets for that game have gone up tremendously.
That's in Motown?
Yep. And my understanding is that, you know, a lot of teams don't like coming to Detroit to play. And the reason why I'm finding this out is that just
mm-hmm.
listening, you know how they do the post-game interviews and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
the post-game interviews, the one thing they have kept saying is that Detroit is one of the loudest stadiums.
Okay.
So... And I've been there. I mean, they put that meter up there, and we do. We try our best to shoot that meter over. And
mm-hmm.
they definitely – and let's keep it real. And I know I'm going to make an assumption because I don't know. I've only been to Ford Field, but I'm going to make this assumption that other stadiums do the same thing as far as the noise meter because what they do
yeah.
is, like, especially when we're talking about on third down, that noise meter goes up there, and they'll tell us. Who was the loudest, you know, the last game at Ford Field that was the loudest, and they'll tell us how loud they were. So when I say they make it where even the crowds that are there are competing with the previous crowds, it's not just the noise meter. We're trying, you know, when you go to one of those games as the crowd, you're trying to shoot that meter over louder than the other,
previous
you know,
crowd.
What I'm
yeah.
trying to say, the
mm-hmm.
other crowd.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Now, let me ask
so
you.
So it's one of those things where.
Do they actually
okay,
show a meter, or is it a computer, you
yeah.
know, one of those cartoon? Oh, they do show a real meter, like a real meter on the screen.
Well, they have, you know what, they don't have a cartoon one, but you know how you have the...
You know what I'm saying?
It would be just like the one that... It's not a
you know
arm meter, it's the... But it's not
it's
a cartoon meter, I mean, it's literally... It's a digital meter.
Oh, okay, but I'm saying it's a legit meter. It's not like it's a... graphic they played that it goes up regardless if the crowd
no.
is not as loud. Okay, all right. That's all
no.
I'm saying. Because some stadiums
no, it's not
that.
A graphic. No, this
okay.
one is a true one because we could watch it and we'd be trying to shoot it over that thing. And I've been there for a lot of those games and it's not that.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Because you'll look up and, like, the one thing it'll say they put on there, try to beat they'll say, I'm going to throw out a hypothetical date. They'll say the September 15th game did
okay
16.5 on
the
meter.
The decibel meter. They show the decibel meter, like the actual decibel rate
yeah.
for that game. So
yeah.
like, let's say,
and,
okay, this was the loudest this season. This was the loudest crowd we had in our home schedule so far.
Yeah.
You know, try to be that.
And basically that's what they're doing. Because I put up there, the September 15th game was at 16.5.
Yeah.
Come on, make some noise. And
we're
looking at it. So. And you're like, we're going to try to push that number, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they really do have that up there. You know, they tell you what the other, you know, other ones have done. And because they can't really lie about it, and the reason why, you know, Fort Field has so many season ticket holders that actually use their season tickets and don't sell them, that they do watch, you know, they will sit there in a heartbeat and say, you're lying. You know, that didn't happen at that game.
Well, I'm just interested. I'm just curious how, you know, it wasn't really legit. Because some places, and not just football, but some other sports too, they, yeah, it's like a fake thing just to get the crowd riled up, you know what I mean? Sometimes, in certain stadiums.
Yeah, but they give you the data the last time, you know, and
okay,
they'll do
that
current
legit.
Season.
Okay, cool. Now, just to let you know, talking about the decimal point meter in Ford Field, but looking at the Green Bay's remaining schedule. Now, two of your rivals are going to be facing each other head-to-head this Saturday when the Packers will be in Lambeau Field to face Minnesota. So two of your rivals will be facing each other. So who has the worst of record? I think it's the Packers do, right? Oh, the Vikings
have the worst
record. So you would have to root for the Vikings to beat the Packers. And then, obviously, the last game for the Packers is going to Detroit. And as far as Minnesota, obviously, the Vikings will face this Saturday, the Packers. Their last game of the year is against, Chicago in Minnesota.
They could be Chicago.
So all the rivals are facing each other in these last two games.
And Chicago, you know, Chicago is only a factor, you know, as far as we want them to beat teams. We want Chicago to beat teams now. Other than that, they're not a factor for us because I don't even think they're in wild card contingency. You know what I'm saying?
No, not even close. They've been done.
You know, like I said, I still say we're getting a wild card spot. That's my whole thing. I say we're getting a wild card spot. I started off the season with that. I'm sticking with we're going to get that wild card slot.
But you're tasting that division title. Go for that division title, okay?
I would like the title, but you know what? I would like the title, but I'm going to stay true to who I am.
Yeah.
And being true to who I am is going for that wild card slot. Because for one, Stafford is injured now. And he's going to have on a different glove this week. He said Nike made that glove for him last week, and it was all right, but it really wasn't what he wanted. So I guess there's a new glove for this week. And I don't know if Slay is coming back because Slay left with a hamstring injury. And they were talking – there was an interview. They talked to Stafford today, and he was talking about Marvin Jones because, you know, they're calling Marvin Jones the next Calvin Johnson. Right now, I'm feeling Golden Tate more than I'm feeling Marvin Jones. I'm not disliking Marvin Jones because remember when he first got when they first pulled him from Cincinnati, I said, "Hey, I'm looking at his record. I'm like, this is a pretty good kid," and I'm not knocking him. It's just that he hasn't, you know, because Golden Tate has went on and stepped up, and you know, anybody who came in this year knew that somebody was going to have to step up. Golden Tate has been the one who has stepped up. I'm about ready to kill Ebron. I'm about ready to kill Eric Ebron. And I love Eric Ebron, but I'm about ready to kill him. Because between him and Zimmer, I don't know which one don't know what the heck they're doing out on that field. And that is our defense. I mean, that's ridiculous. I've been talking about how bad our offense sucks. But, well, that's right, that's offense. So if anybody said, but Zimmer and Ebron, like, seriously, come on. If it wasn't for the fact that we've got the best field goal kicker right now, we would not have anything. You cannot depend on that doggone leg. Thank God we got him, considering he had been fired from three teams before that. in the same season. We all remember that. We fired three kickers until we got him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a Prater fan right now. I'm a Prater fan along with Golden Tate. I'm loving Prater because if it wasn't for Prater's leg, that leg, listen, got us out of a whole lot of stuff. That leg of his is the reason why we didn't get blew out by the Giants. I'm just saying.
please. Well, you know, a key fumble, which when they were going for the go-ahead score, oops. And then that was a big turnaround for the Giants. And
yeah, but still, that leg of his, if he did not have that leg, let's give credit where credit is due, because that leg of his has been pulling us out of a lot of stuff. That's what I said. If it wasn't
right now. Yeah.
If it wasn't for that leg of his, you know, we're lucky.
Won a couple of games. Yep.
You know, we're very lucky that he has a fabulous leg. I love his leg. You know, let's not let anything happen to his leg.
Yeah. Yes. So there you go. So, yeah, you would definitely need the Packers to lose to help your cause, since the Packers are 8-6, second place, game out of your division, you know, for your first place. So, you know, Vikings will have to do their business, and then you got to take care of them the last game of the year in Motown. I think, now the Cowboys, that's the thing. The Cowboys, that game's in Dallas, by the way? Is that game in Dallas?
Yes, it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, well, in Dallas. Well,
because that's the last game of the season, and I know that when we were looking at tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, so one game on the road, one game at home. So may I say, where a lot of people will agree with me that hate the Cowboys, go Lions and screw the Cowboys. And especially that'll help me a lot because technically we're still in the hunt for that division title. Although realistically, I don't think that'll happen. But hey, you know, hey, you never know. I mean, we're still 2 games out of it, so they would have to like lose the rest and us win the next 2 to be considered the division title. And we'll win that automatically because we took care of them twice. So if it ends as a tie, we had the same record, we win the division title automatically because we beat them twice. So that's a tiebreaker. Boom. So
you know, and that's how we got in
happen.
First place because we beat the Vikings twice.
Twice, yeah, exactly. So. And the Vikings are just barely treading water at 7-7. They're still in the playoff hunt, but not looking good for them. I give them credit, though, what credit is due, because they lost their main quarterback during the preseason, you know, that I forgot homeboy's name, and they went and made that trade with the Eagles to get their current quarterback they have now. And considering that they're 500, that's a good feat. I mean, because everyone thought, they're never going to be in the bottom of the division after they lost their main quarterback.
Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
And the Lions are playing Sunday night. I can't remember the last time they played a nighttime game.
Oh, you're talking about this coming game?
Actually, they're playing Monday night. They're playing Monday night football.
Yeah, Monday night. Yeah, they might play. That's right. I saw that. That's true. Yeah, they played Monday night.
I thought they
Dallas.
Were playing Sunday. I didn't even think they had a Monday night game.
Well, you know why it's a Monday night? Because it's the Cowboys, America's team. Yeah. All that garbage. That's why Monday night, yeah. So please embarrass them Monday night, please. Do America a favor. And please go down there and beat them. That would
I thought
be nice.
We beat the Packers, but
happy.
We lost to the Packers.
Oh, you did?
We lost to the Packers. I thought we beat them also, but we lost to them. I'm looking at the schedule.
So you definitely
have to beat them because we beat
the
Colts,
the Packers,
39-35.
Yeah.
We lost to the Titans. We lost to the Packers. I was actually at that Titans game. I remember that. Remember, I couldn't stand. I was mad at that game.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't believe that the Titans won a close game against I forgot who. I think it was the Chiefs or something. And they're like 8-6. I couldn't believe their record. I said 8-6. I was like, really?
Well, we lost to, as a matter of fact, that was our highest scoring game, it looks like.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've been holding teams to under 20.
Yeah, I see.
The Packers
so
beat
like
us,
the Giants
the Packers
yeah.
The Packers beat us 34-27. The Bears beat us 17-14.
And then
we beat the
No, we lost.
We lost.
Talk about the first time you faced them? Talk about the first time you faced them?
We only play them for one time. We don't play the Bears again.
I'm saying, but you recently just beat them.
We just lost.
Yeah, you lost to us.
We beat the Bears.
Yes, I'm saying.
Last Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But we only played them once a year. And this
year
we lost
that?
To them. Yeah, I'm looking at
it. I'm looking at it right here.
I'm looking at it.
I'm looking. It says December 11th. They beat Chicago 2017.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah. See? Get in your divisions. Of course you play them twice a year.
Well, you know what? Because I was at the top and I wasn't going back down. I was at the top.
Yeah, yeah. You're going way back. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But you last faced them, you beat them. That's when Stanford ran for the touchdown himself. We were talking about that. So, yeah, so you need the Packers to definitely lose. And you take care of business January 1st. You do those two things, you should wrap up the division, I would think.
Oh, yeah, so we beat the Bears before we played y'all, barely.
Yeah, but it was a week prior to losing.
Well,
you
know who I'm glad we beat? Now, get this. You know how I'm really glad that we beat? I'm glad we beat the Saints.
Ooh.
I'm so glad we beat the Saints.
Well, that was a big win. And you beat them soundly, 28-13.
I'm so glad we beat the Saints.
I didn't think they were going to win anymore.
Because everybody went in there dogging us out about that. Oh, the Saints, you know, the Lions are underdogs. You know, they're going to get blew out by the Saints. Okay. That was the game. That was the slap. That was the slap your face game for the commentators. That was the slap in their face because they went so hard against the Lions before that game that it was just like, are you serious? And they even had to say, that was when Jimmy Johnson and them came on and said, we might have to start looking at the Lions. Not, but it was such a slap in their face, they couldn't even believe it. You know, because that was one of those wins where it was like, oh, the Lions ain't going to go on there and do that to the Saints.
No, they did. They did. And prior to the week before, they had that big win against the Vikings, thanks to the leg of your field goal kicker, 16-13. So.
Then we beat the Jaguars.
So those are two huge wins. That's why the Lions are where they at now. Those two big wins are the reason why they're first.
And we beat the Vikings.
We even beat
the Redskins.
Redskins. Yeah.
We beat the Eagles. We beat the Rams.
Giants got to face the Eagles in a little bit.
We lost to them doggone Texans. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a bad loss.
And we lost to the Titans. I was at that game. I was mad about that game.
You was not happy.
Because they kept taking, that was the game they kept taking the touchdown back from us. We scored three touchdowns. They took each and every one of them back on penalties. They hit us with so many penalties that game that it was horrible. That's why when.
Wow. That was the second game of the year. Wow. Damn.
Lost three games in a row.
That's
true. And then it was boom, came back and started doing stuff. So when you look at it, I mean, we don't have a horrible record, but we don't have a great record either.
Mm-hmm,
going in
mm-hmm.
with the Cowboys is going to be like, they're going to have to show out just because it's – then no, you know what? They're going to go in there and they're going to show out, and I'm going to tell you why they're going to show out. Because they got to prove to the world that we are the Lions. You know,
in what way?
It's bad enough to get embarrassed on regular TV, but to Monday Night Football, they got to do something on Monday
TV.
Night Football.
There's national
well,
TV.
Well, all of them are national TV, but, you know.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. But these primetime games, and, you know what I'm saying, it's showing all over. Where the Sunday 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games, those are just regional. But if you're Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night, that's on nationwide. So beat the Cowboys.
All I can tell you is that I'm so tired of hearing about America's team. America's team is the Patriots.
I just can't wait to say, how about them Cowboys? Losers.
Yeah, how about them?
I can't. I hope you beat them.
Crazy.
I hope so, because it helps me out too, in a way. But even if that wasn't the case, I still want. Even if my team wasn't in it, I want the Cowboys to lose, regardless. I don't want them to lose. Just lose. That's all I got to say. I mean, for us, it's a big game today against the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles are not really contenders. But we got to take care of business if we got to stay in that number one wild card spot, because the Lions are right there too. So even if they get out of the division, the Lions could easily take that number one wild card spot for the Giants if the Giants, you know, mess up these last two games. So they got to, you know, they got to keep doing what they're doing too. It's not like the Giants are in the driving seat. You know what I mean? They still got to win their games. They got to beat the Eagles, got to beat the Redskins. Those last two games. Both on the road, because they played the last home game against the Lions this past week. So, got to beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. You got to go to D.C. On the first and beat the Redskins. And that's it. You do those two things, and hopefully the Lions will help out. And then we might, I don't see us winning the division title. I just see us making the playoffs. I think we're a wild card team too, so it's just a matter of will we be the number one wild card spot or will we be the second wild card spot. It's going to be between my Lions and your Lions and my Giants. Who's going to get the number one? Who's going to get the number two? Green Bay's been getting fired, but I don't know. I think they're going to come up short. I think they're going to come
like I
just
said.
Short.
You know, a lot of people sit there and they keep saying, "Why do I say wild card?" I've got to be optimistic. We're having a good year, but we're not having a good enough year for me to say, oh, we're just going to take it. I'm sticking with what I said at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with the wild card.
Mm-hmm. Just get in. And you go and get in, you never know. Because it's not like the old days of football where if you're the number one seed, you have home field advantage through the playoffs, you automatically went to the Super Bowl. It's not like that no more. It hasn't been like that in almost 10 years. Now you have underdogs actually doing something on the road. We see more road wins in the playoffs than the teams winning at home. So It don't really matter. I mean, is it easier? No, but it's not impossible. It's not like the old days. Remember how the old days? Oh, man, you're number one seed. You're at least over 95%. You're going to the Super Bowl. At least.
That ain't the way it is no more.
A fair balance, the way it is now. Everything is, everybody has mostly has a chance, unless you really suck like the Browns or the Jaguars. But everyone else is pretty much fair game.
Well, I got a question for you, and I don't know what team this young man plays for, but it's a college basketball player, and you know that we really don't pay attention to college basketball unless it really hits us in the face.
Is it one of from one of our friends' favorite teams?
I'm not really sure, but I'm not sure what team it is, but the guy, got suspended for tripping. The one who's tripping players.
Yeah, from Duke. He's from Duke.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. That's why I said, yeah.
And they just put up on NBC Nightly News that he got suspended for tripping, and they said that's not the first time he's done that. And I'm like, wow.
I don't really watch college basketball.
So let's get
me
something
either.
Clear. I don't really watch it, but that has been all over the national and local news because it was a flagrant. You know, that was a straight up, oh, you trying to get that basket? Let me throw my foot up. That's
a
like something that a 3-year-old would do. You know, that's
so like
what a 3-year-old would do.
Yeah. So it's a real cheap shot is what you're saying.
And it's not like, I mean, I want to say this. I love sports. But what I would tell you that, playing high school is one thing. You know, high school, you're looking to get drafted by a college, you know, to get picked up by a good college. But at the end of the day, you're still going to get an education. When you're on the college level and you're playing in these nationally televised games, or even if they're local or regional, the fact that you're good enough to play on these teams, especially a team like Duke, means that you have some talent And that type of stuff is unnecessary and uncalled for because you have the potential of going to the NBA. It's not like it used to be where you say all the black dudes, you know, at one point all the white dudes was going to the NBA and then you had to fight for segregation. Then it went all the black dudes was going to the NBA and you had to look for a white dude. It's no longer like that. You know, they're going for true talent. And if you're playing on one of these teams, regardless if you're black or white, you know, your talent is at that level that you're playing for Duke. Why would you jeopardize everything? You know, we're not just talking about you playing in college. We're talking about potential NBA potential. I don't know how this young man plays, so I don't know if he would be an NBA contender, but I'm just saying that when you are fortunate enough to play at a school like Duke, there's no need for you to do something so flagrant because you're already going to have people looking at you. You know, even if you don't go to the NBA, you're going to have overseas teams looking at you. You know, you have an opportunity to play pro sports somewhere. So what you do on that level is not called for. And like I said, I don't care who you are. You know, it's not back where one race got, you know, drafted over another. Those days are over. They're looking at who they want and the talent. You know, there are some stereotypical positions, you know, in all sports, but still at the end of the day, there's equal opportunity to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless it's track and field, hang it up, black people going to track and field, we ain't giving that up. But
yeah, that's just, that's not racist, that's just fact. That's just racial, but it's true. It's just a fact. Fact. Yeah, it's just true. I'm just saying.
You know, Toby been running for quite a while, and we're going to keep running, all right?
Especially the African dudes, they don't play.
They don't play at all. Them Nigerians and all them.
Years. Oh, my God. I'll forget it.
And they train barefoot.
I'm sorry. And barefoot.
They train barefoot.
In the hot-ass sun. I'm just saying.
But aside from that, you know, but for the other sports, it's equal opportunity. I'm just keeping it real. So
especially
when
baseball.
I see a player
especially
who
baseball.
Does something like that, but when I see a player
especially
do
baseball.
Something like that,
mm-hmm.
it's sad because that means that you are willing to risk a potential multi-million dollar future.
Yeah, because what team is going to take a chance to draft you? What multi-million, what billionaire owner is going to take a chance with you? Okay, how times you are. All you're doing is dropping from your spot. You could have been like number one pick, maybe top 10, 20. Now you're just falling out. Now you're lucky if you're in the second round. Now you're falling more because you're acting like a fool. You know what I mean? Like, come on. That's not a good reputation. That's not good. You can't do that. You're throwing away money. You're an idiot. I'm just saying, just being stupid.
And you guys, we do not follow college basketball. So for us to even talk about this, and it's not the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I just want to put that out there because we don't give, I'm just going to say, we don't really give college basketball that attention during this time of year.
No. We respect it.
But
I
thought that this required that attention because it was such
a
flagrant move.
Yeah.
Flagrant. You know, I can't even say big story. I'm going to call it what it is, a flagrant move that was unnecessary and uncalled for.
Oh.
And it's sad to watch a person
video.
Throw their future down the lane. Oh, I didn't see the video so much. It's like, oh, my goodness. They just, wait a minute, you know it's got to be bad when they show it on NBC Nightly News.
Oh, yeah. Look at
that's
this.
That's like
wrong
stuff. I'm just saying, NBC Nightly News show it, you know, they're normally talking about Russia and that other nonsense that's going on. Sports is not really what they talk about on air.
No,
that's
not their forte.
See,
it's not their forte, yeah.
Sports is not what they talk about. So when they even
that's
put
like
it up, and like I said, I have it on mute. So
for
me to look up and I see on the screen that this player got suspended, and I had seen it earlier on the news, and I meant to talk about it, but it brought it back to the forefront when NBC Nightly News showed it. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You just killed your career because when the Nightly News put it on there and it ain't on a local level, your career is gone.
Yeah, down the toilet.
I, I hope that your major is a very good major.
Yeah,
and
like
I hope
lawyer,
you get an excellent job in your major, because your potential MBA career
is
not going to happen.
On life support, if lucky. Life support.
They said this is the third time Hina did this.
No one's going to take the chance to draft you. You know, bottom line is business. They don't want to deal with somebody who got a background like that. It's especially multiple times of doing something like this. It just won't. Buy endorsements. Bye-bye endorsements. Bye-bye NBA contract. And NBA career.
Bye-bye girlfriend.
And girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Girlfriends. Yeah. Yes. I'm just saying. Now, I don't know how great, like, I don't know if he's, like, one of the top players in the country. That I don't know. So, I you know, I'm not saying, like, I know his career. But either way, you know, if you're a decent player, you still have a shot to be in the NBA. You know what I mean? You can still be.
Okay, and let's have something clear. If he was down on scholarship, bye-bye scholarship, because he just got suspended off the team. So your scholarship is gone.
What an idiot. Yeah, Coach K ain't going to mess
around.
Especially
Coach
K.
That's if he was on a basketball scholarship.
A legendary head coach. Most wins in college basketball. Come on.
Well, the college coach that would not come to the NBA, they've been trying to get him to the NBA for how many years?
Oh, what franchise hasn't tried to try to get
But you know what? But after what happened with Jerry Brown in the NBA, I can see why he ain't coming. Because, you know, Jerry Brown left.
Oh, you mean Larry Brown? You mean Larry Brown? Yeah.
Larry Brown, I'm sorry. Larry Brown.
Yeah,
you know,
Larry Brown left.
And came to the NBA, and we know what happened to his career. He's no more.
Yeah. But he did win NBA title for your team. He did do that.
And then we played like crap after that. Because he started.
Yeah.
Well, part of it is that the players didn't respect him. And let's get something clear. When players don't respect their coach, it's a problem.
Especially NBA.
And
especially in the Mimi League of the NBA.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, I can't play.
But, so I can see that's why, you know, so I can see
that.
Him not coming.
Yeah. I just think
that's why I'm
going
to move on from that. But
you know
what
I'm talking
say,
about.
But,
you know, but you know what I'm talking
but
about,
that's
right?
Why,
you know who.
That's why we ain't going there. That's why we ain't going there.
But you know what
that's
I'm saying,
why we ain't
right?
going there.
But you know what I'm talking
that's
about,
That's why we
right?
not going
right.
there. But that's why we not going there. But that's why I was going to say, you know, after watching Larry Brown come to the NBA, you know, there's a reason why, you know, he's already seen one coach with a very with an excellent record come to the NBA and what happened to him. So why would you risk that when you know you've got a steady job, you know, well-respected coach, you know, very well-respected,
I mean,
you know, respected by everybody.
Wait, legendary coaching career. He's in a great position. He's been there for decades. They love him there, Tobacco Road. I mean, he got it good. He's like a king there. He's like a god, all right?
And that
campus
is so huge. I was on that campus in 1999 because my cousin graduated from Duke. And
nice.
And I went to my cousin's commencement. And
nice.
That campus is
awesome.
Huge. They had an outdoor commencement. I think their commencement was in the football stadium, if I'm not mistaken, because Cokie Roberts. Now, anybody who don't know who she is, she's a news broadcaster, or used to be.
Okay.
Cokie Roberts' son went to Duke, and she was the commencement speaker for Duke that year.
Oh, wow.
And her son was graduating.
Whoa.
So, that was like a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seem to be a whole lot of places. You know how it go. You know how it
goes. How about that? Yeah. So, yeah.
But, I mean, that's still, you know, a very big campus. So, like I said, young man, I don't know your name, but your career is pretty much gone, you know. And I hope and pray that, you know, I don't know how long he's suspended. It might be a couple of games. You know, I don't know. I really don't care, to be honest, because it's not the Sweet 16. But at the end of the day, when your business is for the whole world to see, your mama need to be calling you. She need to be driving the Duke and popping you upside your head or your daddy or somebody because you on national TV making a fool of yourself. That's an embarrassment to your entire family. I wish one of my children would. I'm just letting it be known.
His name is Grayson Allen. That's his name.
Grayson, your mama need to be popping you upside your head.
And this is the
your
multiple...
mama need to be popping you upside your head.
I see the he's just something up with this kid. I mean, was it? But I don't understand how you just throw your future away like that. It's just asinine.
He probably didn't think he was gonna get caught.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna be honest. He probably didn't think he was gonna get caught because most people who do stuff do it not thinking they're gonna get caught. Or that the penalty is going to be so bad. Let's keep it real. I mean, I'm going to use a very stupid example.
Okay.
How many times have you went speeding? And I've done it. And I speed. I will real quick say, I keep my foot in my gas tank. And I just hope that I don't get caught. I know it's wrong. But I just hope I don't get caught. Now, I know my speeding is way different than him tripping somebody and potentially injuring them. But still. I'm just saying. The difference is my mom ain't calling me when I get a speeding ticket.
Yeah, and you know, on national TV being talked about, yeah, Miss V again got another speeding ticket.
First of all, if I get that big, that means our show. First of all, you might want let's rephrase that. You might want me to be on TV because if I'm on TV just for getting a speeding ticket and they say Miss V the toy lady, that means people will start wanting to know who I am, and that means we'll start making money. Then I can pay you.
Exactly.
So you might want that to happen. Let's go back. You might want that to happen.
Scenario, of course. Absolutely.
But it would just have to be a speeding ticket. It can't be no flagrant disrespect or anything. It would just have to be I got a speeding ticket. Let's keep that real, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be no drinking and driving or anything like that. It would just really be that I don't know how to keep my foot out my gas tank.
And TMZ's approaching you. Oh, Ms. V again. Yeah, it happens. I didn't mean to. You're like one of those things.
Yeah, it would just have to be one of those things. So we could go for that, you know, because if I get on, you know, the level of success to me is if you get on TMZ. Like, if I ever get on TMZ, and, like, TMZ is at AVN sometimes, let me find TMZ. I'm going to introduce myself to them, okay? I gotta hope certain people who know me don't see it, but it's only a handful of people who I would not want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, the rest of the world could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I might not care if they see it because I'm gonna make some money if they actually ask me who I am. But see, you know who I would have to be seen with? I would have to be seen with like Mr. Marcus, somebody that everybody know.
Of course.
And that's not that hard. We already know that's not that hard because I'm friends with Mr. Marcus. So
there you go.
That's the one thing. That's not, you know, I know all them dudes. So I would have to be seen with one of them that everybody know. You know, and they ask him a question and I chime in.
Mm-hmm.
And they saying, who are you? And I tell them who I am. And they go and pull up my Twitter page and they be like, oh, yeah, and this is who she is. And next thing I go from these little 2,700 followers, I got to like 200,000 or something. Because you know that's how people get followers. People didn't know who Black Chyna was before she was on TMZ.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
TMZ made her popular.
Damn.
I think she's cute, though. I mean, to be honest, I do think she's cute. And you got to be honest, she's like made the best business move.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything that she's doing right now is a business move, to be honest.
Yeah.
I kid you not. And people can dislike her or whatever, but when you look at it, she's making some business moves because look at how she's living. And you don't hear about her blowing money. Now, you do hear about her doing, like, a couple of stupid things sometimes, and then I don't even think that'll happen no more, you know, now that she's got another baby, you know, because she's got the newborn.
True. Excuse me.
So, I mean, she's made some fabulous business moves. I mean, she's been linked with the Kardashians. She technically, she doesn't marry Rob, if she doesn't marry Rob, she's going to be a Kardashian because her daughter is a Kardashian. You know, so she has made some fabulous business moves. At the end of the day, fabulous business moves. You can't be mad at her.
Nope.
And TMZ is the one who made her popular. Didn't nobody know who she was until TMZ started really talking about her. I mean, people knew who she was, like, outside of that, but she got really popular once TMZ focused on her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, we gotta tell everybody, you know, we won't be here next week. Somebody forgot that we were working tomorrow, so they won't be working. But
I got Christmas plans. I got Christmas. Don't try to throw me on screw a Visa the Dark Radio or something. That's not the case.
I didn't say like that. I said somebody forgot. We were working tomorrow.
I swear to you, I could have sworn that today was the last show of the year. I really did. I
don't know where you got that from. Even when we said last week, we'll talk to you next week. Because you even said on last week's show, I'll be on time next week.
I lost track of the week. I thought it was but anyway, no excuses. I apologize. But I'll be doing some family Christmas stuff. So, but don't worry, Ms. V can hold it down, and you know that homeboy will be with you.
And I have Randy.
You know, Randy. Randy.
I might post a picture of the newest member of my family. I'm looking at this little thing, and it's like, who's going to dance on Saturday? And for anybody who wonders, if y'all didn't hear the beginning of the show, I don't have a puppy. My daughter has a puppy, but I'm puppy sitting. Yes.
That's nice. And you know what's ironic is that my sister got a new kitten, 3 months old. So it's funny how your daughter got a new puppy, my sister got a new kitten. Now she got both Sylvester Stallone characters. She got Rambo as an older cat and Rocky is the younger. It's just funny how that turns out. And she's not like a big Sylvester Stallone fan. It just happened that way. Just funny. I do want to say this, since, you know, I represent V's Episodes on Radio. BBW, you know, no, am I saying that right? No, I'm not saying that right. The Triple B show, BBW, the Triple B show will be back the day after my birthday, January 4th, Wednesday. And I have confirmation our new co-host will be with us in a continuous basis. So,
okay, so Triple B can go back on the air?
Yes, that's the announcement. That's our Christmas gift to all y'all. I know you've been missing the show for quite a long time. It's been like since the summertime since we ever heard the last show. So, January 4th will be officially back, which will be a Wednesday. At 7 p.m., correct?
7 p.m.,
yes.
Yeah,
like 7 p.m., so yes. Yes.
So
I don't
he'll give me all the information
sure.
so I'll know who it is so we can post it.
Yeah. I don't want to say which name in case. And so what I'm going to do is once I get the name that she wants to use, you know, whether it's a real name or her other stage name, I will definitely, you all know.
Well, dog, she'll only be on 2 weeks, and then we'll be off for a week, then I'll come back.
Oh, yeah?
Because, you know,
January. Oh, that's right, Avian, that's right. But I did have a contact, because I know the woman Yeah, and she's gonna be perfect. And I say, you sure you
like
could do
last
this?
One?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, well, yeah.
You know, I'm going to get you on that always.
Yeah, yeah, well, I deserve that.
the last perfect person.
That. Yeah, but trust me. And matter of fact, I have the text saying that, trust me, I will let you know always in advance if there's a week I can't come on. I will always let you know in advance. So she won't do me like that, unlike you know who did us like that. So...
Well, you know what? That was so unprofessional, and I
very unprofessional.
You know, it was very unprofessional, and well, it also because you know, doing a promotion and saying that this person is coming on, you know, and then I'll tell you, it should be more embarrassing for them because that means they never listened to the show, and they didn't understand what the show was about because they tried to. I think that. I'm going to say I think that person thought that was going to be a come up for them and did not understand that was truly a talk show that is a conversation and that we did not talk about sex on that show. I mean, we might throw it out there, but it's not the Friday night show. And it was totally different, and it was one of those things where if the person would have listened to the show, even with the previous shows with me and Sierra, they would have understood that this, you know, we really, you know, it was truly what it is. It's Triple B, and that's what it's about. And if that's not your nature or that's not what you're comfortable with or there's a generational gap, I understand that. But the way it was done is that it was so unprofessional that it's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it was just very unprofessional.
And then to say, oh, well, I didn't want to tell her, I didn't want her to be mad. I'm not upset. I'm more disappointed because
what
you did put me into a position where if you came back a year later, I could not trust you. I would have to see you on somebody else's show. I would really have to question you because I don't, you know, you. What you did with me was an integrity issue. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never had any of my co-hosts ever wait to the last minute to tell me anything. I mean, true enough, last week it was only 5 minutes before the end of the show, before the host came on, but that was beyond their control. I was only freezing, so normally I wouldn't have been irritated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
no, I was cold.
I told you way ahead of time. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
But I'm saying, I was told ahead of time about Friday, and then, like I said, with Thursday, Thursday wouldn't have been an issue if I wouldn't have got thrown off my square. And we will not talk about what happened on Thursday on this show, but I got really thrown off. So all people kept hearing was, I'm cold. Oh, I'm so cold. Oh, I'm so cold. Oh, I'm so cold. Oh, I'm so cold. I'm trying to hang in here. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. That was
the
show.
Where the hell is James? Yeah.
That was the show. I know that.
That was
so for everybody who heard last week's show, I really apologize to you, but I can't really say what was going on, but I was in a very bad position, and I was cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was a position that was not planned on, that was totally not there.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody wants to see a picture of my new baby, because I got to say he's my new baby, because he's like, like with me. Well, anytime that a puppy has to go between two houses because they're so young.
Uh-huh.
And what it is that my daughter works just like I work. The difference is my schedule is flexible. So it's easier for him to be with me because I have another dog at my house, even though my dog has ran away from him and won't have nothing to do with him.
he's not accepting him? Oh,
no.
Like, that's what happened.
He knows he's a baby.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those, but him being a baby and babies want to play, and my dog, like, I ain't feeling that. But he was like that with my other dog before he passed away.
Yeah.
So, but this one looked like he done got bigger since I got him on Saturday. And the way he lays out, it's like crazy. It is.
By the way,
crazy the way
promote your Twitter so we can see that.
some on my Twitter.
Yeah. It's been a while since you ever did that. You used to do it all the time. See, to a point, you even forgot what you was. At Ms. Vita Twitter, at MSTOYLATY. MSVTOYLADY. Yes, on Twitter. By the way, I'm Yankee Man 1973 at YANKEMAN1973. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. This is the last Ask Me Is V Sports of 2016. So you'll enjoy your Christmas holiday. For my Jewish friends, Shalom. Happy Hanukkah. What else am I missing here? Kwanzaa. The day after Christmas. Kwanzaa's the day after Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Even though the first time I heard of that holiday was like 15 years ago or something like that.
I'll give you the history on that later. But,
yeah, but
it's been around longer than that.
Yeah, I know. I never heard it like it became, you know, mainstream, you know.
Well, you know what, that's because it only became mainstream because somebody decided they wanted to pick up on it.
In other words,
I get tired of people still. Yeah.
That's what you're trying
to
say.
Yes, because it's not about that. You know, and that's one of the reasons why we quit celebrating it, because of what's been going on. And just, this is real brief, because since we said Kwanzaa,
yeah.
Me and a lot of my friends quit celebrating Kwanzaa when it became a Hallmark holiday, because that's not what it's about. Kwanzaa is a mirror of Hanukkah, but it's on the African-American side, and it's about giving.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the 7 days of Kwanzaa, and it's all about charitable stuff. It's not about receiving anything. It's about being charitable and sharing.
There you go.
Might have a feast.
That.
You know, each day is different things. It is nothing about gifts. And it was set out in those 7 days, and that's why the candles are the color they are, and they're lit. If you look at the principles of Hanukkah and you look at Kwanzaa, they pretty much mirror each other, you know, as far as a lot of the things, especially with the menorah and everything. So I tell people, I don't even celebrate Kwanzaa no more. I won't acknowledge it. And I won't acknowledge it because...
But you used to, is what you're trying to say.
Right.
Okay.
But when it became a Hallmark issue and people trying to get in on it, not really understanding, a lot of African-American families don't have anything. And there are so many families that don't have things, and Kwanzaa is a way of showing that you don't have to deal with this Hallmark holiday, which is supposed to be honoring the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all these toys, where that's not what it's really about. You know, you have families that can never afford anything. It's not about the toys or all this. It's about, you know, the gift.
Giving and,
that we were giving.
And being with your family.
And it's about the bountiful. So a lot of families did not celebrate Christmas because if you don't teach your children how to be in community service and different things, you've lost the full meaning of this whole holiday season. That's why the Salvation Army is out during this time. That's why a lot of charities ask around this time. And it's sad when you look at the number of sales and everything that go on and the way it's been commercialized. And that's what they're starting to do with Kwanzaa. And I personally don't celebrate Kwanzaa any longer because of that.
Gotcha.
If you're going to celebrate it, celebrate the true meaning of it. Because it has nothing to do with religion. It's about principles. And it's about sharing and giving and being bountiful and being thankful.
Amen.
It's about community. It's about coming together with people. That's what it's about. Kwanzaa is about your community. It's not about anything other than that. And it just pisses me off. So that's my little high horse.
I hear you. I understand that. Christmas has been like that for a long time.
Right. Christmas has been like that since I was a lot, you know, since before me and you came along. So it's kind of hard for me to say I'm not going to celebrate it because I saw it beforehand, but because I grew up with Kwanzaa also. And I've seen where it was and where it is. Nah, I ain't cool with it. You go in, you got happy Kwanzaa cards. Really, You don't do a card for Kwanzaa. Are you kidding me?
Kwanzaa.
I'm just saying, you know, stuff like that just irks me. You know, would you go give somebody a Happy Hanukkah card? I wouldn't. Or that's like when, what is it, when the Muslims go through their, what's the fast, was it the 42-day fast they go through? You know which one I'm talking about. Last year actually coincided with. Dog, and I have a coworker that actually is Muslim, and because their fast is only during the day, they can't eat until it gets dark outside. They cannot eat when it's dark outside at all.
Yeah. That's Jesus. I mean, no pun intended. Well, damn, what is that? I know what you're talking about too.
Ramadan.
Oh, those Rosh Hashanah. I was talking. I don't know.
Ramadan.
Anyway,
and I think this year coincided with Lent, because it moves around every year. It's not the same time every year, because they go by their calendar is different than ours. So it falls at different times.
Damn, I remember. Yeah, but I know you're talking about. Well, so.
You know, but it would be like me giving somebody a card during then. The only thing I do is I mess with my coworker is one of my good friends. So what I do is I normally, if he makes me mad, you know what I do?
Wrong.
And I'm wrong, but I do it. I go and find some really good, I know the baklava, he loves his baklava, and I go and get it, and I'll put it on his desk, and I'll say, that's what you get for pissing me off.
And what's
and
a
I'll
baklava?
Sit it there cause I know he,
what is that?
Baklava is a pastry, it's a,
okay.
I forget who, I could get it anywhere, you could get baklava really anywhere, but, it's made with honey and nuts, and it's the phyllo dough, so it's that really, really flaky bread. But what I do is that when he pisses me off, and like I said, I know it's mean, but it means I'm not cussing at him or anything. I go and buy one because I know he loves it, and I know he can't eat it. And what I do is I'll go and leave it, and I'll say, that's what you get for pissing me off.
That's what
you know,
you
and I leave it there because pretty much, and I know people will say, well, that's not really, if you understand that they are true to their religion and their fast, that's the worst thing you could do. That is the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
It's not really disrespect because they know that they're going to be around people who eat because they're not, you know, it's not, when you work around everybody. But I just get to him and he'll sit there, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to piss you off, because he knows that. You know, he'll say, I'm gonna love this later on, because that's my way of saying, hey, you pissed me off, but get it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he'll take it home for him and his wife to have. You know, because like I said, when he makes me mad during that time, we're like brother and sister, and I look at him like a little brother, and I'll be like, oh, I want to choke you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way I can really get back at him. I was about to say, well, get mad at me, put that on my, no. You know, that's what you want, somebody get mad at you and put sweets on your desk, huh?
Yeah, exactly, right? yeah.
But with that, everybody have happy, you know, Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Yeah.
We have to put this out there because the new year is coming up. Do not overindulge for the new year. Do not. We want everybody to be safe. I mean, we've got some of our listeners, you know, hopefully with Triple B coming back, we'll get back one of our listeners who I guess is totally upset with us.
Oh, you mean for a certain when that certain someone was on the show and they heard something you said that they've totally disappeared since? Yeah.
Yeah. It slipped. Oh, it slipped. It did slip. I'm not going to lie, it slipped.
Yeah. Oh, that was hilarious. I remember I was just so happy. I was just so happy I produced. Oh, and by the way, I will be producing that show that night. just to help out, to look out. So that way, you know, we'll make sure everything is, you know, the ship is running smoothly, you know, using naval terms, you know.
But, yeah, it slipped that night. It slipped. And it came out so quick. I tried to cover.
Yeah, you did. Who knows? It only would took that for that to to happen. You know, that's all it took.
You thinking now, like, wow, she did that, and it came out so quick. You know, there was no time for beef or anything.
Oh my god, that was quick. Oh my god. First of all, that came out of like, I mean, who would have thought that was going to be asked that question? I mean, I'm just saying that question was like, wow, and then the answer was wow. Like,
well,
oh,
the question hit me. The question hit me out of nowhere, but my response was so quick.
Nanosecond.
I think that nobody. Well, you know who would have loved that response? Sierra.
Oh, hell yeah! If she would know that happened, oh my god, she would have loved it. Because you know, this person was being annoying for. You know, not
but
you know,
that response
listening.
That response came so quick that there was nothing that anyone could do.
No way you could recover from that. The damage control could say that.
I tried to recover. You know, I tried to recover though. I tried.
Yes. Yeah, you tried, but I don't care what type of recovery damage control, nobody could say that. National Guard, nothing.
Wrong thing.
No, nothing. I'm just saying. I mean, how are you going to make up for that? I mean, that was just a response that's like, well, it was very definitive and it was true.
That was the whole thing. It came out so quick. It was like, it was no thought behind it. There was no. I look at it.
Oh.
And I can't say that I would do anything different. That's the sad part. I cannot say I would do anything different if I was asked that again.
Yeah. There's no way you could, if you knew that question was coming, you could have been more prepared with the answer. That's the only thing. But other than that, an out of a blue, you know, a spontaneous question like that, the answer is the right answer. And the right response.
The answer came out so quick. I couldn't even cover my mouth.
By the way, it's in our archives, ladies and gentlemen. You want to just... Forever in the archives. Oh, that was great. By the way, we have 2017, you know, for the flagship show. We definitely got to get a bigger guest coming back on, especially our friend. You know, with her network with her show coming back, we definitely have to try to get her back out. And with her new endeavor she got going on, I'm just saying.
She's tempting people on Instagram. I think somebody's going to attack her through their computer or their phone.
Oh, I don't want
I'm
that.
I'm just
now.
Saying.
I don't want
no,
that.
No, I don't mean in a bad way. I mean, but, you know, she's sexy. I mean... I looked and I was like, let me quit. And I literally had to tell myself because you never know what she's going to post on. And
no.
I'm so used to her stuff being so vanilla late, you know, and it's like oh my God, I was like, I can't watch this.
Not the goddess, Naomi.
I can't watch that.
Not,
I was like, somebody's going to hop through.
I was like, can we get her on that show? Like, wow. One thing about her that I love so much, when she has a goal, she goes and gets it big time. She goes and gets it. Oh, my God. This is great. I can't wait. I can't wait. That'll be a great show when that happens.
If you look at your phone, the picture of Titan should be on there.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I was gonna bring that up. Yes. Very cute. Look older. Big ass dog for 3 months.
2 months.
Oh, 2 months. Yeah, damn. Yeah,
he's 8 weeks old.
Yeah, damn. Big dog.
But you know what? He wasn't that big on Saturday. Believe it or not, he's got bigger since Saturday.
He ate the whole kitchen? I mean, Jesus. Grow that, what, he's like a gremlin and just grows big. Jesus.
You know, they said don't feed him after midnight.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and he multiply all over the place. Jesus. Wow, that's a big dog. I ain't messing with that dog. He's going to be a big ass dog, yeah.
But he's mixed with, he's a
pit mix.
Yeah,
you said pit bull. Yeah, pit mix. And you say it might be mixed with terrier, you say?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's a cute dog.
I just sent you this one.
Oh, another one?
But he's getting,
okay.
He's getting trained real quick. So that's the one good thing.
Yeah, good.
And I know people will say, how am I doing this? Okay, when you got a phone like I got, you could do it. I'm trying to show you how small he was on Saturday compared to now.
Oh, I see. So you're showing a picture from Saturday?
No, that picture that I just sent was like a couple of days ago.
Really? How much time?
Like this one I'm hearing send you now is him on Monday.
Him on Monday.
So.
Okay, hold on. I think I just heard it. Yeah, hold on. Okay, hold on. Looking at it now. Hold on, give me a second. Okay, so here, this is right now the one you just sent me. This was him on Monday?
Yeah, laying down with the diaper on.
Okay, I see him with the thing in his mouth, and now him and laying in his bed. Boy, he's looking like a king. Right?
Oh, that was him on Monday. That's what I said. He's getting bigger and bigger.
Jesus, that bed looks big. Look like I can fit in that.
Actually, that's really small. Remember, my dog is only 18
really?
Pounds. That's probably the way I'm taking a picture. And
yeah. It just looks so much bigger than still a big dog. I mean, those dogs, even though they're that size, they're still baby. I mean, yeah, this is a baby.
When I say he's like laid out sleep, he moved up for a minute just at me like he moved around and he's like back asleep. He's like bumping, I'm going back to sleep. So like I got to take him outside one more time because we don't do the messing in my house. I don't play that.
Oh, no. Hell to no.
But he does really good.
That's good.
But like he's being crate trained. I mean, he has his food and everything over here. He I'm what you call babysitting, but he goes back home all night.
Puppy sitting. Yeah,
puppy sitting. And he goes back home tomorrow night, and he'll be back, I think, Monday night or Tuesday morning. But then he goes back home Tuesday because Wednesday I won't be here, and he won't be back until Thursday night, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometime around there. Because it's like slowly training him to be at home by himself, but still he needs to eat and get trained. So he's like back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought the idea was for my dog to train him. My dog wants nothing to do with him.
Oh.
My dog
doesn't want
anything happening.
That dog's going to constantly just jump on me.
Well, you know what? He's doing better than he did before. I mean, at least now he's, like, coming near him. He'll come, he'll look at me like, oh, nah, I ain't going to be that. I ain't being bothered with the baby. And he'll go back.
Gotcha.
And the baby knows not to go near him. So at least it's not, you know, where I got to separate them. I mean, I don't have any gates or anything up separating them. They could be in the same room together as long as, you know, it's like people that you can't stand. You can sit in the same room with them. Just don't come near me. But we make it cut off, and like I said, I'm going to put this little one outside.
Yeah. But let me just say to everybody out there, to all listeners out there, have a happy and safe Christmas to you and your family. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Three Kings Day. Happy all those holidays. And we'll see you back here. It will be January 5th. for the next Asthma's V Sports show. That'll be the next time we'll go on live with this show. But tomorrow night, you'll listen to the last live show on V's at the Dog Radio, which is the flagship show of this beautiful network, which is all about sex, sex, and more sex. We're Ms. V the Toy Lady tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as the host, as the wonderful host. And unfortunately, I won't be on because I'll be already starting early with my Christmas stuff. But that's why I'm already saying I'm wishing you all Merry Christmas, Happy New Year a day early because of that. But I'll be there in spirit. I know it'll be a good show. Trust me, Ms. V can handle her own. Trust me. I'm just
yeah, all we got to do is figure out if I'm going to be drinking or not tomorrow night. I probably
you
won't
should.
Be. But
oh, you won't be?
No, huh? I won't be. I probably won't be. Mm. I don't know. It really depends. I mean.
So that show to you?
It really depends. But I was tired before this show. I wanted to take a nap, and I remembered that we had this show. And I was like, oh, I can't go take a nap.
I felt tired, too. So I know what you're saying. But, yeah, this is – I can't believe another year. We've been now doing this together. Believe it or not, Ms. V, me and Ms. V are almost doing this 3 years together. The next couple of months, it'll be 3 years. We've been doing shows together. It's hard to believe. Almost 3 years already.
Yep, and next year is going to be a big year for a lot of things going on. So you guys want to keep an eye out. Sorry, but sure, things are coming together. So definitely, it will not be the beginning of the year, but the goal is by February to have the new V's After Dark site up. I've been testing some toys. These are not the ones that will have my name on it, but they will be what I will call premier toys that I will – I'm going to go – for everybody – if you listen to the Friday night show, I will be back pushing toys. I will be doing toy demos. I said I'm going to do it this year and it didn't work. But I'm not going to do it on a regular basis, though. I used to do it on a regular basis. I think I'm only going to do it once a month because I will feature a toy.
That sounds right. That sounds good.
And
12 times a year.
I will do it once a month. And it will be...
Gotcha.
A toy that I like, and I'm thinking to get to pique everybody's interest. I'll be tweeting when I'm gonna do it, and you know, and if well, watch my tweets.
And that's at where, Missy? On Twitter?
Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY.
Yeah.
And that is my Periscope and my Instagram also. Not that I've been using either one of them a lot lately.
And I'm on Twitter at YankeeMan1973, YANKEEMAN1973. And I'm Jimmy Ace on Instagram, JIMMYACE. And that's about it. So,
come back here, little dog.
Enjoy.
Come here.
Oh, there he goes. There goes Titan. So with that being said, before, you know, Miss V got to take care of the puppy. Have a great evening, everybody. Have a great holiday season. And we'll be back the first week of January. Let's put it like that. Just mark on the calendar. First week of January. So the fourth through the sixth. Let's put it like that. Okay, so with that being said,
yes.
Miss V, the Toy Lady, and everybody, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Three Kings Day, and all the other great stuff. And we salute you. We thank you all for your support. And we'll see you in the next, just before you know, next couple of weeks. So take care, everybody. Have a safe one. And like Miss V said, please don't drink and drive during our New Year's Eve.
Please don't. Stop. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody. Uh-oh, Miss V got to take care of time. Bye. There's a command. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bad time. Bad time.